Religious freedom is being curtailed in the U.S. A mission agency starts from scratch with an isolated tribe in China. And Bible Pathway needs help with a military scripture project. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Religious freedom isn't as free as it used to be in the United States. U.S. federal judge Robert Pratt ordered the Interchange Freedom Initiative, a prison fellowship prisoner rehab program, to shut down its Newton Correctional Facility program in Iowa within 60 days. Crossroad Bible Institute works with the program. CBI's David Scheringa.
There's people that took God out of the schools, and there's people that want to take God out of the prisons, which of course would be disastrous. The recidivism rates would be even higher. They need a change of heart. They need a change of lifestyle. Only the power of God's word can change them.
Scheringa says IFI units are sprouting up all over the U.S., and CBI had planned to offer classes at Newton.
The plan is that if that works at that IFI unit, we'd like to offer those theology courses in other IFI units across the country. But, of course, this could put that all on hold.
Despite the decision, CBI is growing. Scheringa says funding and volunteer instructors are needed, especially Spanish speakers. Meanwhile, the chaos of earthquake-stricken Indonesia is easing a little as relief groups are providing aid and meeting needs. But Food for the Hungry's Heidi Credit says they're also seeing the beginnings of reconciliation.
We have some Aceh staff who were affected by the tsunami now responding as part of the Food for the Hungry team in Yogyakarta. And these have been areas in Indonesia that are very different and very distinct and have not had a lot of interaction before. But through these two disasters, it's kind of a connecting point where they have something in common and they're able to support one another.
In the midst of the destruction and the sadness, Credit says it's exciting to be a part of God's work.
It's really amazing to see what God is doing, and I feel like there's this one hope that is continuing to drive our staff in believing why we're here. There has to be something more just with these multiple disasters that continue to happen in Indonesia, that the one long-lasting hope that we can bring and offer you is Jesus Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A new missions-focused report indicates 10 of the world's 20 least-reached ethnic groups are either in Afghanistan or China. It's partly a manpower issue and partly accessibility. The latter proved true for Mission to Unreach People's John Harris. He's been working with a people group in southwestern China for the past 5 years.
They did not have a missionary working among them since the 30s. Before we started working among them, they had no church and they have no written language. So, of course, they didn't have a Bible. Also, no Bible recordings like the Jesus films.
Harold says there's lots of progress. There are roughly 24 believers now, but there are still ministry challenges.
If they don't worship their ancestors, then they're not considered one of their people, and they could be outcasts. I think that would be an issue for new believers. I think another major request would be just that a church would be established among this people group.
Next, Bible Pathway is praying for some help in funding for printing of 10,000 more special military edition, The Best of Bible Pathway. The second run copies are going quickly, and Pathway staff don't want to turn anyone down. A recent phone call with a military chaplain indicated deployed troops are hungry for anything of a Christian nature that they can take with them. For many units, funds are an issue, and Bible Pathway is trying to make sure Scripture is readily available and free of charge. And it was a good year at the Emmaus Biblical Seminary in Haiti. OMS International reports the recent graduation saw 16 students graduating with varied degrees. Pray that the Lord would use these graduates in future ministry, putting their knowledge into practice for Him. The work of the school is growing along with the grounds. The outer wall around the Emmaus Seminary campus is finished, and now teams will start on the overall construction of this training facility. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid is making available Charles Billingsley's CD, Enduring Treasures, Timeless Hymns for Today. It's a free gift that we hope will draw you into a closer relationship with Christ. It's available at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.